You're listening to the audio production of Ghosted, An American Story by Nancy French, published by Zondervan and read by the author. To David. I was lonely. Yeah, that's the word. But the unassuming sidewalk where we met turned out to be the road less traveled. In spite of protest, we took it. Life propelled us hand in hand towards destinations I never imagined. Surprised at every turn, delighted by your jokes, bored by your movie choices, comforted by your presence. Then life, war, pushed us apart. But that didn't matter because by then, home was no longer a destination. It was a person. I just love you. Acknowledgements. To my wonderful, glamorous French agent, Stephanie Abou, who took this meeting with this publisher after wearing gigantic sunglasses, sporting windblown hair, fresh off a beach in France. For years, you believed, listened, comforted, challenged, and persevered. Thank you for being so smart, clever, and fun. Thank you, Web Yance, for partnering with me on this book. I've appreciated your wisdom, faith, and open-heartedness throughout this process and could not imagine entrusting this story to anyone else. To my amazing editor, Carolyn McCready, you know exactly how to gently point out that something needs to go, and fast. This part is confusing, I determined, means, nope. You're great at spotting extraneous, distracting, and boring aspects of stories, but on top of all that, your moral clarity and kindness are wonderful balms to the soul. Paul Fisher, thank you for helping me figure out how best to place this book into the world. Your expertise and kindness are so invaluable. Katie Painter, it makes sense, with your magnetic personality, that you have a job getting attention for books, because you are the life of all parties. I've enjoyed getting to know you and expect many more coffee dates to come. Brian Phipps and Phil Newman, I appreciate your catching all of my mistakes. You make me look better than I am. Kurt Diepenhorst, I love the moody cover. Thank you for using your creativity to make this appealing. Introduction. When I arrived home, I noticed a business card taped to my mailbox, fluttering in the wind like a butterfly's wing. I took it off, annoyed at whatever roofing company was trying to drum up business, and thumbed through my mail. But the card had a raised golden seal with five words printed beneath it: the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Contact me at your earliest convenience. The note on the back was written in slanted, printed letters. Urgent. My chest tightened as I dialed my husband. The FBI? David was on a business trip, and his voice sounded distant now. What did the agent say when you called him? You think I called him back? I'd never been contacted by the FBI, but it seemed like an opening to a movie. The kind in which the unsuspecting woman ends up in a gas station bathroom cutting her hair with a knife and dyeing it with shoe polish, hoping for a clean slate in Topeka. Did you rob a bank? His voice was teasing, laced with impatient incredulity. If not, call them. Does the FBI typically come to a person's house? I asked. I don't know. Call him back before it gets too late. It was already dark. Whatever this is not good. I dialed the number. Thank you for calling, Mrs. French. The agent's formality caused my throat to thicken. Are you familiar with the Caesar Sayoc case? Of course. Every news channel had been covering it around the clock for the past few weeks. In the days leading up to 2018's midterm elections, Sayoc sent prominent Democrats pipe bombs in a wave of attacks. Fear of political violence spread across the nation. When the news first broke, I'd been on a job. I'm a ghost, but not the scary kind. The writer kind. Almost all celebrity books are written by ghostwriters like me, unknown writers who learn the minutiae of their celebrity clients' lives and toil in obscurity to meet tight deadlines. But it's true. Most famous people don't have the time, skill, or inclination to write a book while starring in a television show, running for office, or training for the Olympics. That's where I come in. I sit down, hear their stories, and go to their homes, studios, movie sets.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?